This is Larry Williams Drive. Are you ready? News Talk ZB.
Good evening. It's now 5:07. Well, our coverage continues tonight of the serious weather which is forecast to hit large parts of the country. The Buller District has issued a state of emergency. The area was hit hard, of course, by ex-tropical cyclone Fihi last month. Gary Howard is the district's mayor, and he is with me. Mr. Mayor, good evening to you.
Good evening, and she's certainly just about having to lock doors and lock everything at the moment. Those winds are really strong now.
All right. The reason for the state of emergency, was this a more of a precaution, Gary?
We have issues in Granity presently with the wind, and there's half a dozen houses where we want to have evacuation and put people into welfare centres. To do that, we had a recommendation from both the Red Cross and the police. We declared a 354 for the benefit of those people, and we are currently having those people put into a welfare centre for their best interest.
So you've got a lot of wind at the moment, and that's obviously escalating. What about rain? You got rain with it?
Rain is with it, but it's not the driving factor towards this. It's actually that the wind's going to be building over the next couple of hours, and we're certainly at a 100 k's plus now.
When will the critical time be for the area, do you believe?
Between now and 9 p.m. Larry, I'm going to have to go and leave you. I'm sorry, I've just got something happening here.
Not a problem. Thank you for that. That is Gary Howard, the Buller District Mayor. And let's move to Hokitika. Andy Thompson is the host of the Southern Muster on Hokanui Radio, and Andy is with me. Andy, what are conditions like your way?
Larry, good afternoon. Well, I'm currently in Hokitika. There's steady rain, but nothing unusual by our standards. It's a little bit breezy. Our main issue is further south in the Harry Harry Wataroa southwestern region, where there is gale force winds blowing and causing a reasonable amount of concern. State Highway 6 between Hokitika and Franz Josef has just been closed in the last 20 minutes to half an hour. And so all tourists are being turned around and sent back to Hokitika if possible, or they have to stay in place wherever they are. They certainly can't get, we don't want people coming into those areas of Harry Harry and Wataroa. So there's a few issues down there with it. Certainly the power is still on, which is really good. We have had some intermittent disruptions down there during the day, but that's currently power is on. But to be honest, the full force of the wind hasn't really hit yet, and we're still waiting for that to come through sometime in the next 4 to 6 to 8 hours when
right,
the wind
yeah.
really starts.
So the critical time is tonight, Andy, is it? But it's building. You notice it's building. And what have the locals been doing in preparation?
Well, there's been a lot of preparation in Hokitika and also down in those areas of southwestern Larry. That the EOC here is manned in Hokitika, and it will be manned for the duration of the event. So we're doing that. The locals down in southwestern were also very prepared. They knew what was coming. All the civil defence staff, all the agencies down there, we pre-positioned generators in case there's power cuts. All the West Roads guys and all the Electronet guys are down there ready to handle any slips or any power cuts as they occur. But yeah, it's really just a waiting game, although some of the video and some of the calls we've had from South Westland are talking, you know, winds are potentially gusting up to 100 kilometres an hour at the moment, but it is predicted to get up to 150 to 160.
Is Hokitika pretty much deserted right now, Andy?
No, actually, Hokitika is quite busy because you can't get further south from Hokitika, Larry. So anyone who was heading south has been turned around and come back. Anyone who's heading south is stopping here, basically. So, no, I think it'll be quite a busy place tonight. But there's not much really we can do about that. We just have to hunker down and ride this out. But certainly there's not a lot of wind here at the moment. It's further south and further north of us. But we sort of expected that.
Thank you, Andy. That is Andy Thompson, who is the host of Southern Muster on Hokanui Radio. We're standing by to talk to the defence, Civil Defence Controller in Christchurch. They have issued a state of emergency today, or Leanne Dalzell, the Mayor, has. In the interim, we go to the New Zealand Army because they have been called in to help. Air Commodore Kevin McAvoy is the Deputy Commander, Joint Forces, and he is with me. Good evening.
Good evening, Larry.
So you have deployed some forces. Whereabouts?
So we've got liaison officers placed in Christchurch and in Nelson at the moment, and we've got a further two liaison officers who have contacted both the Marlborough and the Greymouth Emergency Operations Centres. At this stage, we've got people deployed in the Nelson area, and both vehicles. We have an NH90 helicopter in Marlborough as well, But we've got no specific requests for our resources at the moment.
So the reason for deploying in those areas?
Well, we had Cyclone Geeta in the Pacific last week. We are still assisting them with flying supplies over the next couple of days. So we're well prepared for the remnants of Geeta, and we've just essentially deployed people as a contingency mechanism. We're well practiced, unfortunately, with cyclones and the like in the Southwest Pacific. And it's really important for us that we're seen in the community as being part of the support mechanism, being a force for good.
How are you supporting? What kinds of things can you do?
Well, if required, we can undertake, our trucks and vehicles can get into places that maybe other vehicles can't. We can deploy extra people to assist the police and so forth. But really, the mechanisms that we've got at the moment, all of the feedback that we've got are that the local resources are sufficient. But as I say, if need be, we're quite happy to support any contributions that need to be, if the local emergency services can't support it, then we'll continue doing what we do on a daily basis.
Right.
Being forced for good.
Have you got more staff, got more vehicles, more resources on standby?
So we've got the resources at Ahakia if need be, in Woodburn and also in the Burnham camp in Christchurch. So as I say, we've got contingency plans to put in place. If need be, we can actually deploy those at short notice.
Thank you. That is Air Commodore Kevin McAvoy, the Deputy Commander, Joint Forces. Let's go to Christchurch now, where Mayor Leanne Dalzell has declared a state of emergency ahead of this ex-tropical cyclone Geeta making landfall. Anne Columbus is the Christchurch Civil Defence Controller, and she is with me. Anne, good evening to you. So what's the latest? What's the weather like your way at the moment?
Well, to be honest, Lyle, I haven't managed to get outside to see, but I understand it's raining outside and potentially some wind going on.
What are your concerns going forward?
Okay, our concerns are from the rainfall, intense rainfall that we're going to get this evening, and obviously the wind factor and our tides that are happening, that we are going to see some significant flooding across the city in terms of surface flooding, but we're also know that we've got some really vulnerable properties to flooding above and below floor, and we just want to make sure that we've got that sorted for them.
You expect evacuations, do you?
At the moment, we're asking people to leave home if that's what they want to do, and we'll certainly assist them to do that. And we are expecting that people will choose to do that too.
And what is the position with Banks Peninsula? You seem to have, or Leanne Dalzell is specifically mentioning Banks Peninsula. Your worries there?
The absolute intensity of the rain and the wind and all of the forecasting is telling us that they're going to be more impacted than the city area. So we really want to make sure that our rural communities, Akaroa, Little River, everybody's actually well prepared for that. And we know that rural communities are really good at doing that.
Have you got a time frame on this? When do you expect it to hit?
Well, I think from 5 or 6 p.m. right through until 1 o'clock this morning, we're going to see the real weather events. But it's not just the actual when the rain comes down and everything. It's also the impact of the high tide, which will be slow coming up the Heathcote Valley and that sort of thing, and also how much rain actually comes down off our hills into our river catchments and things. So the impact will there'll be a lag time for that as well.
So as Civil Defence Controller, what is your message to the community?
Be prepared. If you're in those low-lying flood-prone areas, then we're here to help and we want to help you. For those people, we really don't want rubberneckers in and around the road closure areas. We will have more road closures going on overnight if we see more and more flooding occurring, and be prepared for surface flooding on all parts of the city.
Thank you very much for coming on. That is Anne Columbus, who is the Christchurch Civil Defence Controller. News Talk ZB, it is 5:16.